Hey, so it's episode 254. Look at us. Still going. So last night did a show at Greenwich Village Comedy Club. Fun show. It's a fun club down there in McDougal Street. I'm there sometimes. Ooh, this weekend, big weekend. Caroline's, right there in Times Square, one of my favorite places in the world. I'm there all week, Thursday through Saturday, or including Saturday. Is that through Saturday or is that through Sunday? There's a show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, with Jeff Garland, who is phenomenal. That's going to be a blast. So if you're anywhere around, come out to the show and let me know that you're there, and I will make sure to run out and give you a handshake or whatever you want, a high five. So get out there. It'll be a fun time. Let's check out the news, I guess. I got nothing else to talk about. There's a big thing coming up, but I don't want to mention it. But there is I can't mention it. I can. No one told me I can't. I just don't want to, because I don't know exactly the timing of it. I know the timing of part of it, but not the other part. And I'm not even going to go any further than that in telling you, but big news coming up. So let's look at the actual news. The world is falling apart, of course, but let's try to skip anything too. Trump's net worth drops $600 million on Forbes' rich list, falls 92 spots. Because people are paying attention to him now. I don't know how he lost all that money. But nobody even knows how much money that fucking dude has. So I think it's just a guess, and they're just like, this guy's a jerk and a half. So, but glad to see him drop spots on a list, I guess. Rather see him not on it at all. But I guess he's deserves is a strong word, because he inherited all his money. So what's there to deserve when you inherit money? Oh, he didn't inherit it. He did. It's all because he was born to a rich guy. I don't think that if he was born to a poor person, he would be we wouldn't know who he is, and we wouldn't care. And he might be a nicer person. 325-pound woman charged with killing girl by sitting on her. Ooh, that is tough. I think that's when you gotta take a look at your diet when you're charged with murder for sitting on a person, right? Because I would imagine if she was probably within a certain range of her BMI was in a certain healthier range, maybe probably the girl would be alive and maybe she wouldn't be in jail. Was arrested and charged with homicide and cruelty. Jesus Christ! She sat on it. I mean, it said girl, so it's just. But I thought maybe it was a fight with somebody, and there's a child. Oh, that's terrible. You know, it's in Florida, of course. That's a weird place in the world. Trailer Park Boys actor John Dunsworth dies at the age of 71. R.I.P. I'm not a big Trailer Park Boys guy. It's It's funny. I just never, I don't know. There's so much stuff to watch in the fucking world. You know, I recognize that what I've seen of it did appear to be funny. But I felt like I should acknowledge, because I'm sure there's somebody listening might be a fan and then be like, hey, why didn't you mention the death? You know, you mentioned Tom Petty's death. You don't mention John Dunsworth. What kind of shit is that? Well, I mentioned it, so you can't say anything. Kentucky police officer arrested for not reporting criminal activity of romantic partner. I think that, well, let's see what the romantic partner did. I gotta see, because I am sort of on the fence here. I feel like he did the right thing. That's your personal life. Just because you know, I don't think you should have to fucking rat out your significant other, even if you're a police officer, unless they're killing somebody. But what did they do? Kentucky State Police, Webster County Middle School teacher discovered that sexual relationship with a teacher and found the teacher confined in King. And she has devious sex with young teenage boys. Okay, so, and also a regular user of illegal narcotics. So she was fucking underage boys and using illegal narcotics. Big deal. Illegal narcotic. You know, just because you're a cop doesn't mean your significant other, partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to say, has to fucking adhere to these insane rules about no drugs. Sounds like to me this middle school teacher's having sex with young boys. She tells this cop, and then he gets to be like, well, will you be my girlfriend? Sounds like a lonely cop story. And, but she's having sex with underage boys. That's a tough one. I think you gotta ask the kids, because this thing, having sex with a middle school boy, that can go either way. I'd like to say if it was me, I would have been psyched. Now, I didn't see a picture of this teacher. It wouldn't have mattered. But might have fucked me up in the head. But I knew there was kids claiming to have sex back then with girls our age. Some older. I don't know. I don't know where I stand on this Kentucky police officer. But luckily, I don't have to make a decision. I like to make my own rulings in a lot of these cases. Opioid-related deaths fell 6.5% after recreational marijuana legalized in Colorado, research finds. That is great. Win-win. I don't know who is like replacing fucking heroin with weed. That seems, but it's those, when they say opioids, I think opium, I think heroin, but I think they just mean those fucking synthetics, which is what's fucking everybody up, or these pills, and there's that whole thing going on with that fucking, the guy that was supposed to be the drug czar. I don't even want to get into it. Every day, there's another thing about this fucking president that's disgusting, and he said that senator is a upstanding guy or a good guy. Fuck it. Chuck E. Cheese animatronic band members are now for sale. Now there's some good news. Go buy one. I'm gonna take a look. Maybe I'll get one. That'd be fun to have in the house. I don't know. We don't have a lot of room, but if you could plug it in and it plays a song, even if I just got like the, what do you get? What do they got? Was it a jug band? You get the guy in the, get the guy playing the spoons or something. I don't know. I'm down. I'm gonna check that out. I gotta go. I got shit to do. But this has been fun. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.